Welcome to the Second Mom's Circle. I'm Dawn Baggett, your host, and as an adoptive mom myself and a post-adoption mom coach, I want you to feel welcome here as this is a safe space for you, adoptive moms who are maybe finding yourself in the gap. What is the gap? Well, the gap is something that I identified not only in my own life and my own family, but also in many, many others. And it happens that as adoptive moms, we often find ourselves in a gap with inadequate or even almost non-existent support and ineffective support in our roles as adoptive mom. It kind of feels like the rug is just pulled out from under you sometimes. So if that's something that you can relate to, let's dive in. Today's topic has to do with overcoming feelings of isolation and finding support as an adoptive or stepmom. Are you feeling isolated, undersupported as an adoptive mom or stepmom in a complex family dynamic? Perhaps you may be feeling a bit isolated and undersupported in the challenges that you're facing. You may feel like there's no one really to turn to that understands what you're going through. This can lead to these kinds of feelings: isolation, loneliness, overwhelm, and it can make matters even worse. The good news is that there are ways to get help so that you don't have to go through this difficult time alone. So let's take a look at some of the things that can help you as an adoptive mom or stepmom to get the support you need. Now, social media can be a great source for finding support. However, it can also be a bit of a double-edged sword because it often provides contradictory advice or even bad advice from people who don't really understand the situation. Remember that everyone has different experiences and opinions, so take any advice with a grain of salt and be mindful of the source. If someone is giving advice or opinions that don't seem right or don't align with your common sense or personal values, it's best to avoid taking their words too seriously, whether online or offline. And even good general parenting advice is not the targeted support that you may want and need. It might not be immediately obvious, but simply connecting with other moms who have similar experiences as yours can make a huge difference in helping you overcome those feelings of isolation or insecurity or overwhelm. Now, those moms may be just as bogged down as you, though, and you may also consider seeking out a coach or mentor, a support group, online or offline, that specializes in issues of post-adoptive families or blended families like yours. You could also look into local meetups where moms come together over coffee or tea to chat about their experiences. Start your own. Having face-to-face conversations can provide more insight and support, personal support, than you might realize. Now, when looking for this type of support, it is easy to get sucked in and find yourself drowning in an undercurrent of negativity. So in my opinion, it's crucial to prayerfully discern what kind of support works best for you in your family situation. Every family is unique, so what works well for one might not work for another. So always go back to prayerful discernment in looking for answers and navigating situations or conflicts within your family dynamic. So pray not only before making decisions, but also during difficult times. And remember that God will not ever leave us alone in our times of need. So don't let these feelings of isolation or hopelessness or overwhelm stop you from looking for and finding supportive people who do understand the struggles that come along with raising adopted kids, teens, or just being part of a blended family or adopted family. Take the time to search out the support that you need. Look outside the box, especially if you find yourself hitting a brick wall with those nears to you or people helpers that aren't really helping. Be mindful when reading social media comments and take the good, leave the bad. Most importantly, pray through your decisions. So God's will is done in your home and in your heart. And with prayerful discernment comes peace. And don't give up. He'll carry us through even our darkest days. It's important not to give up looking for that support that you need for you. You don't have to do it alone. Without the needed support, it can be hard to not only deal with everyday issues, but also keep perspective on any major life decisions that need to be made along the journey. Take time out for yourself. Even if it's just 30 minutes each day to reflect on all that you've accomplished as an adoptive or step parent, as a second mom, or just mom in general, as a person. Even though you may feel isolated at times, there are others who understand exactly what you're going through. You just have to seek them out. And as I said, adoptive and stepmoms don't have to feel alone when dealing with challenges in their family dynamics. There are other moms who understand just how difficult it can be. I understand. And as a coach, I offer moms like you an option to fill that gap in your support networks, to come alongside you and help you create a personal plan with the steps that are right for you and your situation, your values, and your goals. I offer one-to-one private coaching sessions to help bring much needed clarity so that my coaching clients can develop a clear roadmap to their goals that they can feel confident with. But to even know what these goals should be, there needs to be a clear idea of what it would mean to be successful in their roles as second moms. My new workshop on redefining success for second moms is all about getting clear on what success is to you as an adoptive mom, stepmom, or just mom. You can register for this free January workshop, Redefining Success for Second Moms, at dawnbaggett.com/events. But hurry, this workshop will be live online at 11:30 on the morning of January 9th, 2023. Join me this January for a workshop all about redefining success as a second mom. You don't want to miss this event on January 9th. Register at dawnbaggett.com/events. Register today. Thank you for listening to this episode of Second Mom's Circle. You can read the companion blog post and more at the website at dawnbaggett.com. Also, please leave a review and follow the podcast if you found this valuable. I'm Dawn Baggett, and as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving.